Tuesday, May 25th, 2021, 5:52 a.m. What time did I get? I got up usual time, 3 o'clock on the nose. And I did not get involved with painting today because I have to do stuff outside. If I got involved with painting today, I would still be painting right now, and I have to get outside and do some things now that it's light. I thought I'd stop a little bit here and make a post because I haven't done any posting lately. I don't know, I'm kind of looking at this one painting I'm doing to criticize the socialists, but lately, I've been wanting to paint more personal things just because that's the way I feel. I was looking at some old photographs. When I was looking at the old photographs of my childhood and family and stuff, and I to find photographs of Liberty Island to show my wife what it kind of looked like before. And like I said, I took her out there, and she could see where it was to begin with, which is basically out in the middle of nowhere. And people actually lived out there in labor people's housing. And like I said, the housing wasn't that bad compared to what we had to live in Pleasanton, and it's on, I guess, a smaller farm operation than what they had at Liberty Island. In Pleasanton, the owner, Mrs. Cope, was a nice enough lady, I guess. I really don't know. She had grown children. She was an older lady, from what I remember. I can't really remember her face at all, but I remember going there one Halloween. We went to her house, and I remember they let us into the kitchen area because that was the door that was on the side that where we were coming from, and they let us in. And I remember I was so small that I was looking up through a glass tabletop, and I was kind of amazed at that there would be a glass table. And it had iron and whatever to hold the glass up and blah blah blah. But I remember looking up through that, and she gave us candied apples, and they were really kind of pretty good, really nice, beautiful candied apples. When they used to be able to give stuff like that for Halloween, the homemade stuff. And we all said thank you, as I recall. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. But I remember people saying thank you to Mrs. Cope, and she was kind of glad to see us there. And there were other people in the room too, in the kitchen area. I can't remember. But her house was at least 2 stories high. It was like, kind of like a mansion type of like a house, like a white house. And it had pillars on the front driveway with pampas grass. And let's see, what else? Had flowers all around the perimeter. And there was an actual rose garden to the south of it. And it had, it's like a little place where you can actually go through and walk through all these little rose garden things. Southeast of it, closer to where we live, there was a really large chicken coop. And then there was our housing that, like a 3-unit housing kind of a thing. We lived on the southern end of that. And then across the little road area from our housing was another chicken coop, much smaller than the other one, as I recall. And I remember, oh yeah, she had peacocks too on her property. So, what else? Some big trees. They're probably like elm trees. I don't recall them as being oak trees, but they're more like the elm type of a tree. Huge trees. And over south of her, towards the other barracks camp for the laborers, there were barns, and next to the barns in that area, there was some eucalyptus trees, some really huge eucalyptus trees. I recall those. And what else? I don't know. But anyway, so I really, oh yeah, I remember one of the things they said, that she had three televisions in her house. We had one television in our little house, and a little tiny television. But so I guess she was pretty rich at that point. There were people. She didn't have to go out and do any work for anybody. She or do help with the work out there. She I guess had other people, direct what was going on. I don't know what kind of decisions she made or anything like that about the farm, but I'm guessing if she was married, that, well, she must have been married, she had children, that her husband was no longer in the picture, because it was always Mrs. Cope. There was never the Copes, couple or whatever. And like I said, she was an older lady. Her children were already grown up and adults, and not living with her. So let's see what else. Anyway, trying to remember a lot of that stuff. But anyway, oh, so yeah, so I'm kind of looking at that one painting. So maybe I'll just sand that down and just chuck that idea and start another painting. I've been wanting to do a painting of my father. I did one of my mother, and I've been wanting to do one of my father. So, and I've been bouncing some ideas around in my mind about it. And we'll see if I do that. But yeah, that one, it's just kind of losing its interest for me. It was a good idea at one time, but nah, at this time, nah. Looking at it, I'd have to, I'd if I were to continue working on it, I have the workers working all around behind her in a kind of like an orchard situation. I would have the money that they're harvesting off the trees more drawn in, okay? And maybe hanging down from the trees a little bit better. Yeah, it's lost it for me. I think I will sand it down. I'll take a picture of it again though, just to make sure I have some kind of documentation of it. Let's see. Yeah, so watching a lot of different stuff, and I watched the righty and the lefty news, and the one big difference between both news is that I watch, the lefty news, yeah, they really aren't balanced. They don't want, it seems to me that, yeah, the discussion is always one-sided, okay? At least on the righty news, like Fox News, yeah, they lean conservative, but they at least allow the lefties on their shows to voice what they want, and they at least allow people to come on their show. They always say, okay, well, we invited so and so on to rebut whatever person they're talking to, or to at least discuss this situation, but we have not heard back, and at least you know that they're reaching their hands out. And then you talk to then you watch these other interviews of some people that are on the right side, and they they'll tell you, well, hey, I'd go on CNN, but they don't want me there. So it's yeah, and you can just all you gotta do is just watch it. You can see, oh yeah, they kind of skew some stuff. They don't ask the extra question. They don't they set up the question to where you can only answer it one way. And the people that are on the left side, they throw real easy softballs too, you know. And on the right side, they try to give them that gotcha question and what have you. On at least on Fox News, you get at somebody on the right, they're grilling them. You know, if there's something controversial, you know, you'll get a definite grilling of that person on, that's a conservative or on the right side of the argument. So yeah, you know, all you gotta do is watch both of them, and it's obvious. You can just see it. So okay, so looking at my painting that I've been working on, which I still am interested in. I changed the color of the tile, the yellow tiles, from a light zinc yellow. I put the cadmium yellow on there, and I kind of played around with that a little bit yesterday. And I like it better. I like the warmth better. It pulls the eyes down into that area, but it's still got to be played around with a little bit. But yeah, it can work. And also the blue on the tile, on the other darker tile, is going to have to be played with a little bit more too. So that's something else I can do. Again, I'm going to try to work into working in the evenings, because working in the mornings now is just not working out, because I'm sleeping later, and I got stuff to do at this time of the year. So at least this time of the year, when I don't have so much stuff to do outside. There's a songbird out there. Amongst all the chickens. Anyway, so at least this time of year, when I have so much to do outside, I can. And like I said, it's tough for me, because I'm definitely a morning person. My mind works better. In the evening, I just kind of like to shut down and start to fall asleep. So. We'll see what happens. I'm still going to try to work on it, especially in the heat of the summer, when it's just too hot to do anything outside in the afternoon. But then the heat kind of builds up in here too. So I guess I can walk around in just shorts, flip flops, and no shirt on, like Picasso did when he was painting. Kind of do that kind of stuff. So let me make this wrap for the post. I got to go outside and do some stuff and listen to the birds sing. I don't hear him singing though. There he is. Anyway, that's it for now. Have a good one.